This is the National Public Broadcast of Imam Wadeen Muhammad, Muslim leader.
We have to have a few of us that's too strong for Satan. Yes? Some of us are too strong for Satan. And God, the Creator that made us, He made all of us too strong for Satan. Yes? But you just don't tie on or come to grips with your strength and use your strength against weaknesses. If you did that, you'd be too strong for Satan. God says Satan has no power over human beings. Say he only has the power to invite you to wrong, and you respond and accept his invitation. Yes. So God has made us strong, not weak. We make ourselves weak by not exercising the muscles of our strength. God give you a strength. You have to keep that strength up by keep devoting yourself to that strength. If you stop devoting yourself to that strength, then just like you don't use your physical muscles and you get weak, pretty soon you can't even walk across the room. You've been in the bed too long. All your muscles have gotten too weak. You can't stand up hardly. And that's how the moral life is too. If you don't use the muscles of your moral life, they collapse too. And pretty soon you can't stand up morally. And Satan knows that. And he works on it in a big way. Why is Satan so interested in corrupting human beings? Does he just love that people sin and be corrupt? No, that's not his interest at all. That's a means. That's his means toward getting something else. Yes. That's his means for acquiring or getting something else. He wants to know how you spend your money. That's what Satan wants. Satan wants to know how you spend your money. Because he's all about power and dominance. And if he could decide for you how you spend your money, he can make sure that your money contribute to his power and dominance. Yes. Then he used your money against others and undermine them and buy them. Buy them out or wipe them out with his power that you give him with your foolishness. And you know, it's a shame. The poorest people as a group waste more than any other group in the United States. I ain't even tell you the name of this group. You guess it. Try to figure it out before midnight. You know what our holy book says about people who waste their earnings? Or waste food, waste anything? It says they are the brothers of the devils. Now, it doesn't mean you're all consciously guilty. No, you're not consciously guilty, but you're still the brothers of the devil. Who are the brothers? They're members in the same social group. They have equal standing in the same social group. At least they should. Brothers should, but not always. Brothers don't always get equal standing. One brother gets standing over his brother, and he keeps his brother under him, you know. But they're members of the same family, mean they have the same order. They belong to the same order. They belong to the same activities that happen day and night. They're family members. They share life with each other. That's what it means, brothers of the devil. The wasters are the brothers of the devil. Yes. So just in one statement, it means your life supports the life of the devil.
That's right.
shouldn't want that. So the next time you go out with your husband or your boyfriend, I don't know, and you take him to this restaurant that you know gonna hurt him for about two paychecks, and you order the most expensive thing on the menu, and he sits there and smiles with pain in his smile. You dying sufficiently, sweetie? And then the waitress comes and she says, "Can I bring you anything else?" Let me see your dessert menu. And you pick the most expensive things off the dessert menu. And when you and your man walk away from the table, if it was sold by the pound and the total was 3 pounds that he paid for, you left 2 pounds for the garbage can for that garbage and only took 1 pound away. That doesn't make sense at all. But if you're not living with an intelligence that's overruling your mind, you have to have the intelligence of the religious teachings. That should be in your mind, governing your own intelligence that can be deceived by the Satan and taking away from you. He takes away your intelligence. He takes away your correct use of your own intelligence. If you would keep an authority over your own mind, your mind not supposed to be on its own as authority. I can give it to you from Bible and Quran. Your mind is not supposed to be on its own. Your mind is supposed to be under God's light and guidance. And no matter how the world behaves, the majority of the households now, they don't have an environment that makes children strong morally and strong behaviorally. No. Their behavior is unchecked. Their morals are unchecked. And the parents are many times, the parents are the influence for getting them to turn away from authorities. Mama, she doesn't behave as though she has any authority above her intelligence. Daddy is behaving the same way, as though nothing is over his intelligence. Allah says in our holy book, God, that is, does a soul think that it's going to be left without an authority over it? Right. No, if God is warning you, if you reject the authorities that I have established to be over your mind, Satan is going to get you, yes. And he's going to be the authority over your mind, right. Whether you recognize it or not. And he's going to make your life a hell. Right. He'll make your life a real pure hell. Right. So I'm about coming to the conclusion here for this presentation today. The urgency is for us to stop trying to live on our own. And go back to that has proven itself over generations after generations for thousands of years. Go back to ancient wisdom. Go back to respect for human life. Go back to respect for human family life, where you respect the mama I'm going to appeal to you young folks right now. To not to look at your mother that you feel ashamed of and leave her or disrespect her. Look at her and say, she's my mother. I'm from her. And whether she knows it or is conscious of these things or not, I'm going to be conscious and I'm going to act upon correct knowledge. I'm going to help my mother. Instead of pointing the finger at your mother or saying, well, I would be better if it wasn't for her, or I didn't have a chance because of her. Say, she's my mother, I'm going to see that she has a chance. And instead of looking at her shortcomings and her sins and whatever, make something more important than that to look at. Look at her and see the mother you want in her. And then care enough about her and have enough faith in her as a human person to believe that you can show her love and show her strength and awaken that beautiful mother that you know you should have in her. God says, save yourselves and your families from the fires of hell, the Satan's tricks. So shouldn't we want to save our mother? And believe me, if anybody can save the mother, it's the child. We know God can save, but I'm talking about among us, humans. If anybody can save the mother, it's the child. And I believe the average child, if they would love, just ignore the sin, ignore the hurt that you've gotten, and see the more important thing, and that is that that's your mother, and you want your mother in that body. You want her to come awake, become aware and awake in that body. And you work for that by showing her forgiveness, patience, love, strength. When you see her doing the sinful thing, the thing that brings her down, don't ignore it. Say, I love you. Don't you know you're hurting me when you do that? And I ain't going to talk about it anymore. I don't want to make you uncomfortable. Then go on and keep doing what you were doing. And your medicine will be working. So when God says, save yourselves and your families from hellfire, we should find a way to practice that in this life. Yes. Let us practice that in this life, because our world, our environment has become one big hell. Yeah, I read the scriptures now and I see things differently. Scriptures say that the enemies of God and Abraham, they put him in a furnace to burn him up. And they went and opened the door of the furnace. I guess they thought he was all ashes by then. See, when they opened the furnace, this is in the Bible, there he was in there as though a cool fan was blowing on him. He was in there cooling it, man. Abraham was cooling it in the chambers that they put him in to burn him up. Yes. Yes, I used to read that. But now I know that you can become so much in love with God in his way, and with the Prophet Muhammad in his way, and the servants of God, I have to include all of them, and their way. You can become so much in love with that, and so much in love with the mercy and beauty of God. See, when you think about God a lot, you see his great mercy, endless mercy, and you see his boundless beauty, that has no end. It's everywhere. Beauty, beauty, beauty. You see that when you think about him a lot. Yes. And believe me, you can become so close to the way of God and the will of God that in this hell that burns up practically everything, even stone, as the scriptures say, melts even stones. In this hell, you'll be cool. Cool as a cucumber. Yes. So don't give up on God. Give up on the devil. Because he has proven to be untrustworthy. Can't trust him. Thank you very much. Allah be with you all, always. Guide you, forgive you, and guide you, and keep you for his purposes. Ameen.
Thank you for your continued support of the Mosque Cares. Imam W. Dean Muhammad will be making appearances throughout the country, and those wishing to support his mission of propagation and community assistance are asked to send their contributions made payable to the Mosque Cares, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. And now back to today's broadcast.
Imam W. D. Muhammad.
Thank you. 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 Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. We thank you. And the greetings is always peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. It's a pleasure again for me to be back in Philadelphia and to be with such beautiful and wonderful people. I have been here now going on the third day, and I have had nothing but comfort, pleasure, and friendship extended to me from the beautiful people here in Philadelphia. Yes. I always think of Philadelphia as home. You know, when you and the wife have your first child in a city, you don't forget that city. And our first child, there she is there, Layla, who assists me in the office. Yes, she was born right here in Philadelphia. And a great city, a wonderful city. In spite of all the ugly things that are happening in these big cities, and Philadelphia can't be spared. This is a wonderful city, a great city. And too much have been invested in this city by wonderful people who feared God, believed in God, and look forward to having freedom and a life under God, so they could serve God as they chose to serve God. So this city is a blessed place, and no matter what come here to disturb it or to take away from its peace and its beauty, God will help us to get it back. I am sure of that. I am sure of that. And the time is very close. Time is very close, very near, for good to show itself as being the real life and not subject to the bad life. Yes. God is never pleased with good life being under bad life. Never pleased. That can never be accepted by God, and he has put it in the human being's nature, into the soul of human beings, to never be satisfied with this. We'll never be satisfied with that. And prayers are powerful. Yes, don't ever forget the power of prayer. When a sincere believer prays to his Lord, His Lord hears him always. And his Lord has power to bring his desire to him, home, manifested for him. So just have faith. Keep the faith. That's what has kept us here, faith. If we didn't have faith, we wouldn't be here today. We are here because we have kept the faith. I'm here because I'm a man of faith. I'll never give up faith in God, and I'll never give up faith in good human beings. Allah, most God, revealed in the scriptures, saying, revealed to the other people of this of scripture, God revealed that you are to have faith in God and also have faith in human beings. Allah says, believe in God and believe in His messenger. And who is His messenger? A human being. And God says, to Muhammad, the messenger of God, He says, peace be on him, He says, say to them, means say to all people, that I am a human mortal just like you. Now that was demonstrated before in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ gave the same message to His people, that He and the people were one and the same in the human mold that God created. And Muhammad came to repeat that, to make it clear again. God said to him, say to them, to the people, I'm a human mortal like you, mithlukum, like all of you. That's what it means, mithlukum, like all of you. So God gave these men, these special men to us, to show us what He wants in us, and to show us what He has put in us. God put the possibilities for the best life in every human being, in every human being. Religion delivered in the right way condemns racism. It condemns any unjust superiority of one over another. Religion presented it in the right way. So this is true of the major religions, what we call the heavenly religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And it is the most important message that religion has for you. You hear me? The most important message that religion has for human beings is that they are the plan of God. Human life is God's plan. They are the plan of God, and God has made them all equal in their possibilities for good life. Equal. Some will be inferior to others, but it's not because they don't have it in their creation. It's because they have not found the circumstances or do not have the willpower, the spirit, to bring it out. But all of us have it. So we were taught one time to believe in the superiority of blacks over whites. When I say we, I'm talking about those who join what I was born into. My mother and father had already accepted a way of life they called Islam at least 2 years before I was born. So I was born into that life. And many of you were there at the very beginning, and a bigger number of you joined later and knew my father for 10, 20, 30 years. And now we've come here. We are right here. We haven't left it. Faith has kept us, and faith has us here today. We haven't left it. And we should know that God, the best message, the real message from God to us, whether we are Muslim, Christian, or Jew, and even for some other major religions that I know, the biggest message is the great possibilities that are open to every human person by virtue of their original creation or original life. That's the greatest message. If I have to repeat that for 2 hours, I do it, because some of you don't have it yet. Yes, I can't go anywhere with you if you don't get this message. The most important message in religion is the message of the value of human life, and that that life is planned by God. God planned that life. The great framers of the Constitution, of our introduction to the Constitution of these United States, they knew it. They studied the great scriptures, they studied their own Bible, but they studied other great scriptures, and they knew it. And they put the language into the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Unalienable rights. You can't take them away. No government, no man, no government can take them away. Among these, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So this, this is the life, core life, of the American people's life. That's what brought them here from Europe. And that's what brought keeps us here in America. And it comes to this great nation from the great prophets of God or messengers of God. You have to register this first in order to get the benefit of what follows. Of what follows. I used to hear my father get up and preach. He had a certain way of beginning his lectures, his speeches, or his preaching. And he would say, "Islam is freedom, justice, and equality." And he had a sign on the blackboard, painted. It was the American flag on one side, as required, and the Nation of Islam flag on the other side. And the letters, freedom for freedom, justice, and equality, were on each corner, and on the staff, at the bottom corner where the staff was the word Islam. So that was something that, whether he talked on it or not, that was what you were looking at when you walked into the auditorium. The seating area. When you walked into that seating area, the first thing you saw was that sign on the board and the reading, "Islam is freedom, justice, and equality." Well, let me tell you something. If I hadn't held on to that meaning of Islam, I wouldn't be a Muslim today. The rest of it is just bull doo-doo to me if we don't have freedom, justice, and equality. And excuse me if I offend you. I don't mean to do that. I mean to do nothing but love and hug and kiss you. Yes? With my language. These lips are not for you. The language is. I'm just having a little fun here, you know. It doesn't hurt at all. In these times, if you can't smile, you better go bury yourself. High regard for the human life that God created. And God wants this life to progress from a recognition of what each and every one of us are to God, to a recognition of the pattern that we should have for our life on this planet Earth. We shouldn't be just individually situated. We have to be collectively situated.
Join us next time for the national public broadcast of W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman. For more on the ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, call 1-708-798-6750. All right, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For WDM Publications, call 1-708-862-7733. All right, Post Office Box 1944, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.